Te Hiranga Mahara, Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission. Access and Choice Program 2025 Report, Summary, 12th of March. Adapted in 2025 by accessible format service Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There is a logo at the top of the page for Te Hiranga Mahara. This summary provides an overview of a report by Te Hiranga Mahara about the Access and Choice Program. The program offers support to people with mental health, substance abuse, and other well-being issues. Four types of services are included in the Access and Choice Program. 1. Integrated Primary Mental Health and Addiction Services. Mental health and substance use support services offered in general practices. 2. Kaupapa Māori Services. Whānau-centered services delivered by Māori for Māori. 3. Pacific Services. Pacific-led services that reflect Pacific culture, languages, values, and models of care. And 4. Youth Services. Services delivered in settings that are acceptable and accessible to young people. About Te Hiranga Mahara. 1. Te Hiranga Mahara, Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, is an independent Crown entity and kaitiaki, guardian of mental health and well-being in New Zealand. 2. Te Hiranga Mahara monitors the well-being system and mental health and addiction services and advocates for improvements to services and the experiences of people who experience distress or addiction. Whakamohiatanga whānui, overall summary. The Access and Choice Program was funded from the 2019 Wellbeing Budget to provide additional support for people with mild to moderate mental health and harmful substance use / gambling needs. This is offered in primary care and community settings. The national rollout of the program has come a long way in difficult times. There were some delays in rollout of the program. The delays happened for many reasons, including COVID-19 and recruitment challenges. Program implementation is now on track, and there are opportunities to build on what has been achieved so far. Access to and choice of services have improved. The Access and Choice Program has provided increased access to mental health and substance use / gambling support. It has also provided more choice of services. The program has enabled easier and earlier intervention for those needing support. We heard about the positive benefits of the program, and that is supporting people on their journey to mental well-being. Kaupapa Māori and Pacific Services offer whānau-centered holistic support. Youth services also offer holistic support in ways that are acceptable to young people. General practices that offer IPMIHA services report that having access and choice staff has reduced time pressures on GPs. They also report that the program has boosted their capability to respond to those with mental health and substance use / gambling needs. AIM is projected to be achieved by 2026. The number of people seen by Access and Choice staff has increased steadily over the program's five-year rollout. In the 2023/2024 financial year, over 207,000 people were seen. This figure falls short of the program's aim of 325,000 people seen per year. However, this aim is projected to be met by 30th of June 2026 or shortly after, based on previous year's reach. Reaching the program aim of seeing 325,000 people annually will require the following. 1. Sustained funding. 2. Full implementation with services operating at full capacity. 3. Integration of the IPMHA model into primary care settings. 4. Accelerated workforce development, recruitment and productivity. And 5. And improved access to specialist services so that providers are able to refer those who require a more intensive service. The program has achieved good coverage. Access and Choice services are now available to people living across Aotearoa, New Zealand. As of the 30th of June 2024, IPMHA services were available to 68% of people enrolled with a general practice. The goal of reaching 70% of people enrolled has nearly been met. Kaupapa Māori and youth services are available in every district as well. Pacific services are available in 9 districts where there is a higher representation of Pacific peoples. These services are available for the priority populations they cater for, but also others too. Kaupapa Māori providers are seeing nearly a quarter of clients who are non-Māori. Because the program was only funded to cover 70% of the enrolled population, the services are not available in some locations. For example, 32% of the enrolled population has no access to IMPHA services, as these services are not provided by their local GP practice. In some areas, even if there is not a IPMHA service, people may be able to access a Kaupapa Māori, Pacific or youth service. Workforce opportunities and challenges remain. The program has boosted the capacity of the primary and community care workforce. This is now a substantial part of the primary and community mental health and addiction sector. Dedicated investment in workforce development has supported these boosts. The workforce growth has kept pace with the expansion of the services, with 84% of the contracted full-time equivalent FTE staff in place. The need to establish an access and choice program workforce has implications for other health workforces, especially clinical roles. Reducing variation across the country. For a larger number of people to access services, it is important that we understand variations around the country. This includes noting any regional variations in clinical to non-clinical FTE ratios and the intensity of services. For services to reach more people, it is important to look at expanding access to virtual support options and multi-practice models. The productivity of access and choice program roles is difficult to work out. This is because some services are not yet operating at full capacity and there are data quality issues. There is some evidence that in IPMHA roles and practices where the program is fully rolled out, average productivity ranges from around 6 to 7 sessions delivered per FTE per day. Understanding how many people practitioners work with will be important to support ongoing improvement of the program. Improved data collection and reporting would improve our understanding of the impact of the Access and Choice program on people using services as well as on the mental health and addiction landscape. Program funding must be sustained and prioritised. The government invested $664 million over 5 years from 2019/2020 to 2023/2024 for the program. By the end of this period, 20% of investment was committed for Kaupapa Māori services, 7% for Pacific services, 15% for youth services, and 58% for the general population through IPMHA services. Psychological distress and unmet need for mental health care has risen over recent years. Therefore, the program investment and level of service delivery that were planned at the start of the program need to be sustained. What happens next? 1. Te Hiringa Mahara has published the full report on our website. We will share this report with government agencies and lived experience networks. 2. You can read the full report on our website. Click on the link https://www.mhwc.govt.nz/access-choice-2025. Contact us. 1. For questions or more information about the report, please contact, click on the link, kiora@mhwc.govt.nz. And 2. If you need support or assistance, please call or text 1737. You can also visit our website for more information about support. Click on the link https://www.mhwc.govt.nz/where-2-get-support/.